chromosomes. Little strands of nucleic acids and proteins are the fundamental genetic instructions that tell us who we are at birth. Most people are born with 46 chromosomes, but each year in the United States, about 6,000 people are born with an extra chromosome, making them a person with Down syndrome. If you've ever encountered someone with Down syndrome, you know that they are some of the kindest, most joyful people you will ever meet. They truly have something extra. My name is Lisa Nichols, and I have spent the last 24 years as both the CEO of Technology Partners and as the mother to Allie. Allie has something extra in every sense of the word. I have been blessed to be by her side as she impacts everyone she meets. Through these two important roles as CEO and mother to Allie, I have witnessed countless life lessons that have fundamentally changed the way I look at the world. While you may not have an extra chromosome, every leader has something extra that defines who you are. Join me as I explore the something extra in leaders from all walks of life and discover how that difference in each of them has made a difference in their companies, their families, their communities, and in themselves. If you like this episode today, please go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and leave us a 5-star rating. I'm delighted to have John and Mark Cronin on the show today. John and Mark are the co-founders of John's Crazy Socks. Guys, Allie and I are so excited to welcome you to the Something Extra podcast. We have really been looking forward to this time with the two of you. I can't wait for our listeners to hear more of your story, John.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I know you've already said that in 2016, you created your company that you co-founded with your dad called John's Crazy Socks. So tell me about the story, one of you, what really inspired you to start the business?
Well, let's go back to the fall of 2016. And our story starts in a small log cabin in the woods.
No.
It starts here on suburban Long Island in a town called Huntington. And where were you?
I was at a Huntington High School. That could be my last year of school.
So John had started his last year of school. And like everybody else, was trying to figure out what comes next. So what were you looking at?
I like a job program and school. I can't find career after that, you like.
He couldn't find anything he liked. And you know, this is an unfortunate reality.
Yes.
John has Down syndrome.
I do.
There are just not enough opportunities. Only 1 in 5 people with a disability is employed in this country. It's awful. But John here is a natural entrepreneur.
Yes, I am.
If he couldn't find a job, what'd you say?
I said, I want to create one. I want to make one. I told my dad I want to bank with him. A nice father and son bank together.
So this was very cool. I'm a lucky man. I've got
yes,
three sons, right? Allie, do you have any siblings?
Do you have brothers or sisters? Tell them about your siblings. Who do you have?
Well, I have my sister Paige when I'm in the summer time.
Well, I have... John has two brothers. I have two other sons, but this is one I could work with. So, okay.
Isn't that cool?
We were going to start a business, right?
Yes.
And you had a lot of ideas of what we could do.
I do.
What was one of your ideas?
One of them is a food truck. I got an idea from the movie called Chef. A father-son buying a food truck.
So, food trucks. Everybody loves eating from food trucks.
Oh, yeah.
So, we're thinking, what could we make? Where would we put it? You were talking...
I love barbecue. I love pulled pork.
And this seemed like a great idea, but we ran into a problem.
We can't cook.
Yeah, we can't cook.
That's the problem.
But then... Right before Thanksgiving, so just about 8 years ago, John had his eureka moment.
I did. I want to sell crazy socks. Why socks? It's fun, it's colorful, it's creative. It always let me be me. I want crazy socks my whole life.
We used to drive around looking for these crazy socks for John. So this is what we figured. If he loved them that much, mm-hmm. surely other people would too. And we could find those people. Now, at that point, the typical thing to do is to stop everything and prepare a business plan. That's not what we did. We went the lean startup route. Mm-hmm. You already had the name.
I got a name. I drew a website, come ideas.
So we built a simple website. We got some inventory.
I did.
The only marketing we did was to set up a Facebook page. I would take out my cell phone and we made videos. And Allie, who do you think was in those videos?
Who do you think was in the videos that they made? John and Mark? Or John?
John.
John.
Yes. I'm talking about socks. It is socks, more socks.
Socks, and more socks. You mm-hmm. like socks too. How many times have we gone on a trip and she'll see crazy socks? And John, it may have been your socks. Who knows? But we'll go on a trip and Allie will see crazy socks in a store and she really loves socks too, right? Mm-hmm. That's cool. So you had the name of the company, John's right? Crazy Socks.
We set it up. We opened to test the idea what day?
Friday, December 9th, 2016.
And we weren't sure what to expect. But that first day, we got what felt like a flood of orders. We got 42 orders.
42, wow.
And most of them were local, which made sense, right? We lived in Huntington. He's in the high school.
Yeah.
So how did we deliver those first orders?
I hope Tim and Freeze, we got red boxes. We put the sock in the box. We put dick in the railroad and the candy. I bet I heard the kitchen.
And we loaded up the car. And drove around, and you knocked on doors delivering socks. How did the customers respond?
A customer loved their socks. A customer loved me.
I bet they did.
Yep. And I took a photo, took a pictures, and shared it on social media. I get a spread.
So. You know, we in New York in December, it gets dark early and it's cold. And it's just the two of us doing this. So it's nighttime. We're driving around. We pull up in front of a house. John gets out, knocks on the door. I watch him go inside. Meanwhile, I'm sitting in the car in the dark, getting cold. And I'm wondering, where is he? Well, he's inside drinking hot chocolate, telling jokes and stories, taking pictures. Well, he leaves me in a car freezing.
Yes.
But by the end of that month, we had shipped 452 orders, really in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And we knew we had something.
That's crazy. Well, let me ask you something now. How many socks, different kinds of socks, do you guys have?
When we started, we had 37 when we first started. How many do we have now?
Right now, we have 4,000 different kinds of socks.
Which means John owns the world's largest sock store. I mean, we're not outselling Walmart and Target, mm-hmm. but we have more choices than anybody else. So from that little start and John's idea, 4,000 socks, we've been able to create 34 jobs. 22 of those are held by people with different abilities. We've shipped 475,000 packages to 89 different countries. Our giving back program, John has now donated over $800,000 to our charity partners like
a Special Olympics, National Dad from Society, all the from America.
And you like to say,
Second Diet.
And John here has been named the EY Entrepreneur of the Year.
I know.
First person with Down syndrome to receive that award.
Congratulations, John. I read about that. That's remarkable. Wow. Well, can we share a little something with you guys?
Yeah.
Two weeks ago, Allie's big sister, Paige, and she have been like having this passion about creating jewelry. Allie, can you show John your bracelet? Show him your bracelet. Look at this bracelet.
Oh my goodness, John, that's
gorgeous. Allie and her sister created. I've got another one of theirs on here. So So they like, Allie really likes art. She's always loved art. And so they decided 2 weeks ago that they were going to form a jewelry company. Right? Yeah. Your jewelry company. What are you making in your jewelry company?
Well, just surprises.
Bracelets and what else?
Necklaces.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's fun. Their name of theirs is Kindred Spirits Designs sisters. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You guys are sisters, right?
Because I'm not done everything tonight.
I know.
We're going to have to look this up. Kindred
Spirit Designs. We just started. They just decided 2 weeks ago, Mark. So we may have to get some tips from you guys. Every day they're working on their business.
Well,
right?
We'd be glad to help. But here's a couple of things. One, John and I have a podcast. What's that podcast called?
It's called a Spring Habit Podcast.
And each week, we highlight a business owned by somebody with differing abilities.
Yeah.
So what we should do is highlight Kindred Spirits. Would you like that?
That would be awesome. I love that idea.
And it's probably, it is too late this year. But next year, one of the things we put together every holiday season is a Down Syndrome super box that has items from 21 different businesses owned by somebody with Down Syndrome. Mm-hmm. And we sell that through our store. So it's a great way. And we'll buy product from you. We can buy some of your jewelry, Allie. And we can introduce you to our customers.
That would be amazing. So socks and jewelry.
John, you have... You have mentioned me.
So, Allie, what do you like to do? Outside work.
What do you like to do? I know what you like to do.
I really good love working when I'm gone because I just really good working with my sister and Paige.
Yeah.
Every day and night. Yeah. Every day and night for 4 going to bed.
Yeah. Tell John what you're doing this afternoon. What do you really, really love to do? You're a very good what?
I'm a good nurse.
You're a good nurse.
It's a month, so.
But you're also a good, you know, you're going to see Mike this afternoon. What are you doing when you go see Mike?
Mom, it's a dance class.
Dance class. Okay, what kind of dancing?
Cha-cha.
And what else? The rumba? Tell John what you did in 2019. You did dancing with...
Is it dancing with daughter, John?
Wow.
That's amazing. Can I get something for saying you just did? Every Tuesday at 3 p.m. At 3 p.m. Eastern time, I host our online dance party every Tuesday, 3 p.m. Eastern time. I on Zoom.
Oh, you know that, John?
That is so cool. You might want to join in the dance party sometime.
Hey, John, I'm gonna go to your dad. Maybe you guys go over to my house. And then I would tell you guys our apartment or go over.
Yeah.
If you want.
That'd be fun. They're coming in January, it sounds like.
So this is a dad question for you, Allie.
Yeah.
Because John's not going to ask. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, not anymore. Because I said, so, but.
Oh, John's smiling now.
John. Oh, but hey, I know why. Paige told me no. I have a boyfriend, Dean. Dean, my boyfriend.
Dean is your boyfriend. On a show.
Oh.
She used to have a boyfriend. Yeah, she doesn't have a boyfriend right now. She's a single woman.
You used to have a girlfriend, and you broke up with her.
I used to have a girlfriend before. I broke up with her, and I don't want to be up a next girlfriend.
He's on the hunt. How do you usually frequently introduce yourself now?
Yeah, I'm 28. I'm single and I am eligible.
28, single and eligible.
What's your age, John? You know that, John?
I joke with John sometimes that some guys learn how to play the guitar so they can meet women. John started a sock company.
Hey, I say guitar time, Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mark.
You play guitar?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I play guitar all the time, and then Paige told me, she got me my paint guitar, and then I moved down there, and then my guitar down there on Garborn.
Yes.
So I moved also down there.
Yeah.
What songs do you play? What music do you like to play?
Well, I was loving it's a thing called a song, the Like Me song.
Mm-hmm. This is me?
No. This is the, I don't know, it's called
Camp Rock. You like Camp Rock. Do you like Camp Rock?
Yeah.
John, do you ever watch
Camp Rock? I love that movie.
You do love the movie, John.
I have a question for you. Do you like talking to your friend every night?
Every night? Okay, so, John. So Michi's a girl was singing my film, and then so Nick, so let's see, so Nick is the George Bourne. And then Joe, Nick, and Kyan, both George Boy, is really best, the K-Walk, the George Boy, Michi is going to sing my phone.
Yeah.
So, can you make sure you watch that at night, every day at night, okay?
Gotta watch it. Do you like the Jonas Brothers, John? She loves the Jonas Brothers.
I love the Jonas Brothers. I love every song.
And went to a concert. John.
Yes, we did.
So we're going to make sure to go out. We're going to go out closer.
I think she just asked you on a date, John. She said you guys can go out to a concert. Whoa.
No, Mom, Jonas Brothers concert.
Jonas Brothers, I know. Yeah. You love the Jonas
Brothers. Well, it's getting loud, John. It's getting loud. So we have to do it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, scalp tickets, and I would love it if the two of you went, because then I wouldn't have to take John to see the Jonas Brothers.
That's insane. Yeah.
It is very loud, isn't it? Yeah, we kind of have to take our...
It's loud, Mark.
It's loud.
Well, that's okay. It's just, what music do you like playing loud, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
John.
So,
Allie, John, you seem to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yo.
I'm not going back. It's getting loud, so I can't go back.
You don't go back. Well, if you go back, we'll take our headphones. We had to find some headphones last time because it was so loud. Yeah, and John, guess what?
Oh, yeah.
It's been a couple of months ago now, but Allie got to go to an IndyCar race. If you ever go to one of those, make sure you take your headphones because it is very, very loud. It was so fun. Really? The race car drivers.
I love that.
That was great.
It was so fun. Well, can I ask you? So obviously you love working with your dad, right? What's the most exciting thing for you working with your dad? Is he your BFF?
Yeah, he is. He is my BFF. I'm very fortunate. I'm very fortunate. It's nothing without my partner. And my partner, he gives me strength. this man I know, he proven me. Every time we go, he is an amazing father.
Oh.
I have two other sons that will offer a dissenting opinion if you would like.
Allie, John just said he has an amazing father. Do you love your family?
Well, we love my family now because I started. I just really love my mom, my dad today.
Mm-hmm.
And she's taking me up, get some food, okay, tonight. Give me a page. I want food and Dubas and then Smoothie King, I like. And then I really like our gut beer by Nene. This is one of my best smoothies.
Is that your favorite smoothie? Do you like do you have Smoothie King in New York, John?
I hear a Millville.
And what place do you get a lot of your smoothies at?
A tropical smoothie.
John's a big smoothie fan.
Oh, so is that? You know what? Tell John what you do a lot of times for your family in the morning. You make.
Oh, I make smoothie.
Yeah, she knows how to make smoothies. Sorry. And
we're out of the protein.
Well, John,
we need more protein powder.
That's a difference maybe between you, Allie, and John. John is not a morning person. So in the morning, he has everything he can do to get himself up and moving. But the mama bear, she makes you a smoothie in the morning, right?
Yes.
Yes. Well, Allie knows how to make smoothies. She knows she makes everybody coffee in our family. And we have Starbucks Keurig, yeah. Don't we? Yeah, we use that.
Mark, I stopped by you. Mom or my coffee chair then moved out here. It's coming Thursday.
What's coming Thursday? Our coffee maker?
Call America coming.
Oh,
Thursday.
ordered a
because
new coffee
maker. I told mom because I'm not going to go upstairs down there one more time because I need my coffee down there, make a coffee down there
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going upstairs down there. So I can't do it more time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you came up with a solution there, Allie. That's great.
Yeah. I know. I'm so tired, Mark, because I'm not going up there, down there, one time. And see, Mom, talk to me a minute, Allie,
it sounds like you have very loving and kind parents.
Yeah.
John would maybe like to have loving and kind parents. His mom is that way. I took the view that the reason we had children was so they could do things for us.
Yeah.
John, he takes good care of me. I'm lucky like that.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened, Mark. Because I had so tired all night. And then I went to down there, up there, one more time. And then Mom talked to me about my hair.
Yes.
Mom, I just do it tomorrow. I'm tired. Because I had to be working on braces. So.
Yeah, you had to work on your bracelets last night.
And then Mom, so. Dad gone. Already, Mom, it's going to bed.
Where did we go this morning? Dad and I went to what? We've got a group. We went to vote.
I told my mom, please go to bed.
Go to bed,
we
Mom.
Can't do my hair.
We work a lot, don't we? But you work on your bracelets now. So she didn't even, John, last week, Allie had a hair appointment with our friend Brittany at 5:30 at night. And she said, no, Mom, I can't go because I have to work on the business.
Well, if you're going to have a business, you're going to work hard.
No,
you work
Mark.
Hard, right? You work a lot of hours.
Hey, Mark, that's what happened. So Paige asked me, I'm not there late. For giving my hair done.
You don't stay up late. That's right.
And because Paige never ever hate at me leaving late.
Yeah, she doesn't. We don't like to stay up
too late. We're working buses now.
Mm-hmm.
So Paige is so mammy when we get home.
Okay. Well, listen, can I talk to them about speaking? Because I know that you guys go around the country and speak a lot. And I read some of the things, and I want to just read a few of these things about you guys, this father-son duo going and doing keynote speaking. Here's a few things. This is a person that is the chair of a disability business resource group. She said, I would absolutely recommend Mark and John from John's Crazy Socks to present for any employee or public speaking engagement. Here's another one. This is crazy, you guys. Public speaking is a lot like riding a horse. Everyone thinks they can, but really few know how. The Cronins know what they are doing. And it sounds like here's somebody else that talks about this expert speaking duo, and you have perfect comedic timing and sincere delivery on real topics. So it sounds like you guys are kind of a little comedy act when you do your keynote speaking. Is that right?
We are. I joke that we're like an old-time vaudeville routine. But I frequently tell John, stop making people cry, because we get people weeping too. But you would understand this, Allie. Yes, we're very fortunate. We do a lot of travel for speaking. John works very hard at it.
Yeah.
And it's part of what we explain is when John was very young, he couldn't talk. John, you learn sign language to communicate. And now here he is, a paid speaker. Yes, we speak with different types of organization, but a broad range of them. So I think since the end of September, we have been on the road every week with a different speaking engagement and different types of audiences. We did a virtual one with the Small Business Administration. That was kind of cool. Last week we were in Massachusetts for two events, spoke at a fundraising gala. The week before that, Connecticut, at a conference, the Do Good Business Conference. The week before that, we were in Fort Wayne, Indiana. And we spoke at a fundraising dinner there, and also to the Down Syndrome Association. The week before that, we were in Ripon, Wisconsin. Spoke at Ripon College right before this phone call. This podcast, we agreed to be the keynote speakers at a conference in Portland, Oregon.
That is so
next
cool.
Week, where are we going?
Next week, we go to California.
California!
National Down Syndrome Society is having their adult summit. If you haven't gone to that, you might like it at some point. They move it around the country. Last year it was in Cincinnati, but it's going to be in California outside LA. And we're actually speaking twice at that event.
That's cool.
We've been very fortunate. We've big companies, IBM, Microsoft, Keller Williams, the real estate people have had us speak at several of their conferences. They've just retained us again. Colleges and universities around the country. It depends on the audience.
That is really cool. So you guys are coming in January to St. Louis to speak at Boost?
No, we're coming to meet with them because, I may have the name of the company wrong. It's a nonprofit that employs people with different abilities.
A
lot of the services they provide to companies are what we'd call kitting and assembly services, fulfillment services. But we want to expand our business and do that. So we want to learn from them.
That's cool. That may be the Boone Center. So we're very
familiar with the Boone Center. That may be it, the Boone Center, yeah.
Yeah, the Boone Center, and they're not too far. You guys let us know when you're going to be here, though, because you're not too far from where we are.
Well, it sounds to me like our partners here will be connecting anyway.
It sounds like it. Yes, that'd be fun. That would be really fun.
Is that why you asked if Allie speaks to friends at night?
I'm thinking like I talked to Allie some nights.
Do you have a question for John?
Hey, John. So your dad asked you, okay.
Yes.
So it's you're saying talking about him, but your dad asked you, you're okay.
Yeah.
He was just asking a question.
He was just asking a question of you.
Remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Allie does a lot of stuff, John. She's got this business now that she's doing with her sister. Right. She's a ballroom dancer. Mm-hmm. She is our family assistant. So she helps us a lot.
I can't go to the barn today.
I know. You can't go to the barn today. It's raining. No, yeah, you don't want to do that. The lady's here. Okay, gotcha. Well, can I ask you guys a couple of other questions? Yeah. You know, so John, you'd asked Allie what she does for fun. Yes. When you're not working, what do you do for fun?
I love movies. I like smoothies. I like dancing.
What about all the sports?
I do basketball, track and field, soccer, and snowshoe.
So you're busy doing that?
Yeah.
And
plus you watch your TV shows.
I watch the TV shows. Yeah.
Do you like TV shows? You do.
Yeah.
And you love basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Allie, you really love basketball too. So it sounds like you guys like a lot of the same things. Well, can I ask you another question, John? This is a question for you. How do you start? Now, we already know that you're not a morning person. So are you a late night person? Like, what time do you usually go to bed?
I like to go to bed between 8.
Well, okay. If we're home, we'll eat dinner together, and then we might watch, you know, a movie or a ball game. But if not, John is now, one of the shows you like is Friends.
I do.
So John has us binge watching Friends. So we'll watch an episode at night. And then, John, you usually go off on your own. So he'll go and hang out. So you're going to your room, but you're really not going to sleep.
No.
You're watching other shows. You're talking to friends. You're texting at people. What time do you go to sleep?
10.
10 o'clock?
Mm.
11 o'clock?
Yeah, like 10 o'clock.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah, around there.
Only on the weekend.
On weekends, you stay up later.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Unless we go out clubbing.
Oh, that's funny. Mark. So let me ask you one other thing. And then I want to ask you guys something extra. Something extra question. That might be a question for you, Mark. But, you know, so John, you're working. How do you keep your energy up? How do you keep excited about the business? What do you do to keep excited?
Don't look at me.
I don't know the question.
Well, some people, work is a grind and they just get tired. But work seems to energize you. You like working, don't you?
I do.
And so I guess it's because it excites you. You like what you're doing.
Yes.
You look forward to work, don't you?
I do.
There are days we have off and John says, let's go to the office.
I love that. That is so good. You find purpose in your work, right, John? And you're making people happy and you're spreading happiness to everybody that buys your socks. So that's really cool. Well, let me ask you guys this question. What do you believe is the something extra that every leader needs? Mark, that might be a question for you.
Well, it's exactly what you just said. There has to be some purpose. Something that is motivating us, that's bigger than ourselves. And it can't just be, we're going to go make money.
Yes.
When you have that, that then differentiates your type of leadership. It helps you set the culture in your organization, and it provides motivation. It's that, you know, what Simon Sinek calls knowing your why.
Yes.
That's motivating you.
I love that. That's good.
And when you have that purpose, all the petty stuff falls away.
Mm.
Because you don't care. What matters is, are we going to get this done? You know, I'm 66 years old. As you tell me all the time, I'm old. Some of my best friends, you know, they're friends I've had and we've been close since high school. They're retired or they're counting the days to retirement. I feel like a 24-year-old kid. There's so much I want to do. You know, we're starting a new business. It's kind of an exciting, you know, to a degree, the speaking business is a separate business. But we're starting a publishing company.
Oh, that's cool. And
that will be the only, as far as we can tell, the only publishing company that is focused on working with people with different abilities. We're going to publish books by and about people with different abilities. Because, you know, look what we get to do.
Yes.
You've invited us on your podcast. How wonderful is that?
I'm really excited.
Well, it's been the best, so it's been awesome, but I'm wondering.
It's been awesome.
And we hear about you, Allie, playing the guitar, starting a jewelry company, dancing. We hear you about, hey, Ma, you got to get me another coffee maker. I'm sick and tired of going up and down.
Up and down. Yes. Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
I have an object question. Allie, I know you told me what time I go to bed. I asked you a question that what time you go to bed.
Well, when I turn Paige, I turn Mom and Dad, I'm going to bed at 9 for about an hour, 9 o'clock early. Because I don't want one day late for 10 p.m. or 11 p.m. And I'm going to bed at 9.
You don't like to stay up late. But you're kind of like John. You don't go right to sleep. Sometimes you watch a show or read a book. Or she works on her bracelets.
No, I don't want to read a book anymore.
You don't want to read a book
because
anymore?
Because I was just watching. Well, I have, John, I was going to ask you. I have I have big TV down there because I am moodier so much. The all weekend over here.
Yeah.
So I go to bed at 9 for too early after I'm done with my lessons.
I know. You do after your bracelets you go to bed at 9. Well guys, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for coming on the show. We got new friends, don't we, Allie? We got new friends that live in New York, which is so cool. All right. Can you say thank you for being on the show?
Yep. Thank you, John.
Thank you,
Mark. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, John, Dad. And by the way, Mark, you are a really good dad.
I don't know about that.
You're a good dad.
They haven't removed my sons when they're growing up. They didn't have to remove them from the house. So that was okay.
That's good. All right. Well, guys, thanks a lot. I can't wait till the next time we get to see you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you for listening to today's show. Something Extra with Lisa Nichols is a Technology Partners production. Copyright Technology Partners, Inc., 2019. For show notes or to reach Lisa, visit tpi.co/podcast. Don't forget to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever you listen.